This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension with your Extension Minute. Sudden death syndrome can really hurt yield and leave large areas of your soybean field black and withered. Sudden death syndrome is a soil-borne fungus that infects plant roots and sends toxins to the upper part of the plant. Soybeans with the disease start to form chlorotic leaves that look a little bit like iron chlorosis, but also has dying leaf margins and brown streaks. A big telltale sign is if you can see the blue-green fungus growing on and within the root. Usually infested soybeans pull out of the ground easily as the lateral roots have decayed away. Management options for SDS are both cultural and genetic. Some varieties of soybeans have a genetic resistance to SDS fungus, and there are big variation between soybean varieties and their resistances. SDS is strongly correlated with the presence of the soybean cyst nematode, but managing the nematode doesn't necessarily give management of SDS. There are varieties with resistance to soybean cyst nematode and some varieties with resistance to SDS, but they aren't necessarily the same varieties. Proper phosphorus nutrition has also been shown to be an important part of soybean resistance to SDS and other fungal diseases. To learn more about soybean production, we will be having a soybean school on January 15th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Southeast Area Research Station. Please call 620-724-8233 to learn more information on soybean diseases or to register for this event.